Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The celebration of the return of the American citizens by the Biden administration, much to parade around and take credit for, all the negotiators and the Biden administration that stayed with it. However, I learned from Josh Rogan of the Washington Post Global Opinion, there are citizens in China being held, some for a very long time, equally contrived accusations. Josh, a very good evening to you. Swindon is the first one we'll begin with because he is from Texas, Mark Swindon. And your facts, he's been detained since 2012, more than a decade. He was on a business trip. He was accused of drug trafficking. He was sentenced to death, and he's been held in a prison that is known for poor conditions. He's suffering physically and mental ailments. Exactly what is gained by holding a Texan here? And what are these charges, drug trafficking? We know how that works with police in Hollywood movies. Does it work the same way in China? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Well, there are certainly dozens, if not hundreds, of Americans in prison in many countries around the world who have various grievances and are asking the U.S. government for help. The reason I focused on these three Americans being held in China is because China is a particularly difficult case. The government's particularly punitive. They're particularly stubborn. And these are the three of however many Americans that are being held in China who are considered wrongfully detained by the State Department, which is an official diplomatic designation that should entitle them to some sort of government help. And Mark Swindon, his story was he was on a business trip, and his accounting was that his driver was caught with a little bit of methamphetamine, and based on that alone, he was convicted and sentenced to death and has been in prison ever since. Now, setting aside the allegation, the way that he's been treated is enough to qualify him as wrongfully detained. The conditions are horrendous. He's been denied consular access, family access. You know, he's got a lot of medical and psychological damage from being in prison. And that's what you'll find amongst all these cases. And the reason it's different from maybe the cases that we saw in the prisoner exchanges with Russia that were completed last week is that the Swindon, like these other two, Kai Lee and David Lin, they're not famous. They're just regular people, and therefore they don't get a lot of media or government attention. They're not dissidents. They're not journalists. They're not athletes. They're just people who got caught up in China's repressive clutch.
How do they gain from this, Josh? Does anybody reason for you what the advantage is to holding a man from Texas for 12 years?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I think if you had to analyze the Chinese government's perspective, is that they want something, you know, but they have nothing to gain from letting him go for free. And from their perspective, that's in their interest. So they might as well keep him. And that's the kind of punitive, cold system that the Chinese Communist Party has instituted there. There's no, you know, humanitarian consideration. There's no diplomatic consideration other than what they can train him for. And all I argue for in the column is that, okay, let's get these guys bumped up to the top of the priority list, because who knows what's going to happen after President Biden leaves office. And no matter who's the next president, they're going to have to deal with a complicated relationship with Beijing, and this is not going to be their top priority. And by the way, the Biden administration has already been talking to the Chinese government about these cases at very high levels. So it's not as if they're not into it. They just are running out of time to get it done.
Kai Lee, a New York businessman, he was in Shanghai to bury his mother. What is he accused of?
So Kylie was arrested and charged with espionage. First, he was held in one of these secret detentions that the Chinese government likes to subject foreigners to. They'll put you in some apartment somewhere. You can't leave. You're not in prison, but therefore you have no rights because you haven't actually been arrested. He was in one of these for months and nobody knew where he was. Then he got a trial, which was less than an hour, and he was convicted of espionage, which carries some ridiculous sentence. And that's where he's been ever since, in prison in Shanghai. And his family back in New York is just like, you know, spent years and years and years trying to get anyone to really take up his cause. And meanwhile, he had a stroke and he's just in bad shape. And he got 10 years, and nobody could look at that and say that wasn't anything but a horrendous miscarriage of justice.
Very strange. Again, why? What does it gain? Is it meant to intimidate the diaspora? Is that the game?
I think each case is different. In the case of David Lin, a pastor, for example, he was trying to help a local church. And in China, even religion is something that the Communist Party has to control. So anybody helping a church that's not the official church, that could get you a life sentence in prison. For a businessman, perhaps they were trying to extort him. Perhaps they were trying to intimidate him. Perhaps they were trying to, get the secrets of his business in China in order to exploit them. It's really hard to know. And, you know, some of them are just seemingly random. I mean, Mark Sweden, for example, doesn't seem to be that important to anyone, but yet he's got a death sentence and he's been there for a dozen years. It's pretty crazy.
As I understand it, the trade for the prisoners held illicitly in Russia was person for person. Do we know if there's available Chinese agents to be traded? I mean, do they have a list of people they want?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. The problem is that, you know, actually Putin cares more about his people than Xi Jinping seems to care about his. And so, you know, they're just not as valuable in Beijing's eyes. You know, there's also a lot of the cases of the family members of Americans. These are mostly sort of like minorities and that ethnic minorities who are targeted by the Chinese Communist Party, like Uyghurs and Tibetans and Hong Kongers. Their family members often also get scooped up. That's also part of this equation. So to answer your previous question, a lot of it is political, especially when it comes to Chinese family members of American citizens who they want to intimidate or just harass. And so that's a very complicated picture. And then there's the business side of it. And, you know, any company that's doing sort of market research or trying to figure out China's economy for business purposes, they're getting their employees scooped up too, because the Chinese government wants to lie about how its economy is doing. So they don't like foreign companies coming in and hiring Chinese people to tell the truth about it. And so what you have is just an overall horrendous system that is, really stopped any sort of other goodwill in the U.S.-China relationship. Because if you can't send your people to China without them getting arrested for no reason, then what else can you really do together? And this is what the Chinese government is always complaining about. Oh, well, we don't do enough cooperation together. Well, you know, perhaps stop, you know, sending back wrongfully detained Americans and, you know, cutting out the use of arbitrary detentions and exit bans to harass other Americans. That could be a good start. That could be a good way to prove that they're sincere about that effort.
Nicholas Burns is the U.S. ambassador. You write that he's visited these prisoners multiple times. The man has weight. China certainly knows he's a VIP, and they don't help him or they don't respond. We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, Nicholas Burns, I think, has done a good job keeping these family members informed and advocating for these prisoners as much as he can. But the Chinese have been super disrespectful to Ambassador Burns, and they've been harassing all the diplomats even more than ever before. And so, you know, yes, this is something he's working on, but it's not his fault. It's the Chinese Communist Party's fault that there's no progress.
Josh Rogan, writing Global Opinions for The Washington Post. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.